This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch effective until 10 p.m. for all counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. Those counties are Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. Those counties included in a tornado watch effective until 10 p.m. this evening. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
Skywarn active.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:30 p.m., National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Central Halifax County, effective until 2 p.m. this afternoon. At 1:28 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles north of Enfield or 7 miles southwest of Halifax, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Halifax, South Weldon, and Weldon. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 160 and 173. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. Once again, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Central Halifax County effective until 2 p.m. this afternoon. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
KJ4BPV, NC4VA.
NC4VA, KJ4BPV.
Scott, I can relieve you now. This net control, thank you very much.
Okay, good enough. Appreciate it. This is KJ4BPV turning net control responsibilities of Central Carolina Skywarn over to NC4VA, KJ4BPV clear.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect. For Central Halifax County until 2 p.m. At 1:28 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles north of Enfield or 7 miles southwest of Halifax, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Just got an update on that at 1:39 p.m. At 1:38 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Halifax, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include South Weldon and Weldon. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 160 and 173. Straight line winds can blow down trees and power lines and damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed and stay away from windows as flying debris generated by damaging winds can be deadly. And a tornado watch, watch number 292, is in effect. The following Central Carolina Skywarn counties, and this is until 10 p.m. this evening. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. And a watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. Should severe weather develop, and we do have a severe thunderstorm warning, the National Weather Service will be looking for the following types of reports. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, frontal clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-direct event. The repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Central Halifax County will expire at 2 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. While the immediate severe weather threat has dissipated, additional severe weather is possible during the next few hours. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if a warning is issued. And a tornado watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. for the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. I'm going to bring down the tone since we do not have any severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. However, Skywarn will still remain activated due to a tornado watch for the entire Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 10 p.m.
Skywarn clear.
And again, Skywarn remains active due to a tornado watch in effect until 10 p.m. for Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties, and that's till 10 p.m. We'll be monitoring the frequency should severe weather develop and be available to take spotter reports. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At this time, all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area is under a tornado watch until 10 p.m. That means conditions are favorable for severe weather to occur in and around the watch area. The counties in the watch include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
NC4VA, KV4RGC.
NC4VA.
Good afternoon, Virginia. Just want to report 1 inch of rainfall since 3 p.m. and the maximum rain rate was 9 inches per hour.
Okay, 1 inch of rain between 3 and 3:13 p.m. And Bob, let me have your address.
Virginia, it's okay in QRZ. Does that work for you?
That'll work. I appreciate it very much. And give me a call sign phonetically one more time. I want to make sure I don't mess up.
Okay, Virginia, this is Kilo Bravo for Romeo Golf Charlie.
Got it. Great report. I appreciate it very much. NC4VA.
This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. As a reminder, all of the counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area are included in a tornado watch effective until 10 p.m. this evening. The counties included in the watch include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of criteria severe weather.
NC4VA from K4ITL.
K4ITL, NC4VA.
Somebody is keyed up on the input.
Okay, thank you very much. Hopefully they'll move around in their seat and, it'll drop. And in the meantime, if we need to have some Skywarn transmissions, we will move to the Broadway repeater. Thank you very much, Danny. NC4VA.
Yeah, it sounds like they're stationary at the moment. I don't know whether it's a mobile radio that's parked now or a fixed station, but it's not moving. K4ITL.
Appreciate your help very much. NC4VA.
I was mobile in Raleigh and couldn't pick anything up on the input, so I don't know where it's at. I'm in Johnston County now, W4ZWA.
You time the repeater out.
Well, I'm a step ahead, I go dead.
Nothing in the on the input in Nightdale. This is KB4RGC.
This is KB3JJJ. Nothing on the input in North Raleigh either.
You time the repeater out.
Thank you.
This is November Charlie 4, Victor Alpha, NC40A. At this time, the patrol on the Skywalk will move to the Broadway repeater until the 14688 repeater returns to normal operation. NC40A. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The 88 repeater is not available to us at this time, so we're going to be on this frequency, our primary backup, 147.105, until such time the 88 is available. At this time, Skywarn is activated. There is a tornado watch in effect until 10 p.m. for the entire Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Persons, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. A watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather to develop in and around the watch area. Should severe weather develop, the National Weather Service will be looking for the following types of spotter reports. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the time of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, frontal clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll increase our activity as needed. We're going to be in standby mode. That means this is a non-direct net. The repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And we encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather.
KK4QEI, listening.
Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The 88 repeater is unavailable to us at this time, so we're using our primary backup, the 147.105, the Broadway repeater. We will remain on this frequency until such time the 88 is available again. At 5:46 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Wake County, northern Johnston County, and north central Harnett County until 6:30 p.m. At 5:42 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Anger, or 9 miles north of Lillington, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Anger, Fuquay Marina, Coates, Crossroads, Clayton, and Flowers. This includes Interstate 40 between exits 295 and 319, also Interstate 440 between exits 10 and 16. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. A tornado watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. That includes the following counties: Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Persons, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds. That includes down limbs and trees and their approximate diameter and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're going to be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic, and we encourage everyone to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
Net Control, KK4OSI.
KK4 Station, go ahead.
Would like to report heavy downpours in Fuquay Marina, Broad Street and James Slaughter, localized flooding in the streets and low-lying areas. It's been pouring here for, good 10 minutes.
Okay, when you say heavy flooding, can you give me the depth of the water in the street?
I'd say at this time the water level is 1 to 2 inches, KK4OSI.
Okay, sounds like that could impede traveling a little bit. When it gets to be 6 inches deep, give me a call back. That's kind of the criteria the National Weather Service looks for. And encourage you to drive really safely during these heavy downpours. And again, if you see it get up to 6 inches or more, give me a call back. I really appreciate you being out there. But safety first.
Roger that. KK4OSI clear.
Okay, thank you very much for being there, NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:58 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Franklin County until 6:45 p.m. At 5:55 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 6 miles southwest of Lewisburg, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Lewisburg, Ingleside, and Centerville. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. In addition to this severe thunderstorm warning for Franklin County, all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area is under a tornado watch until 10 p.m. Those counties include Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. Also, there is a severe thunderstorm warning still in effect for Southern Wake, Northern Johnston, and North Central Harnett counties until 6:30 p.m. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:01 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a flash flood warning for Wake County and Northern Johnston County until 9 p.m. At 6 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms with very heavy rain, producing flooding over northern Johnston and southeastern Wake counties. Doppler radar estimated the rainfall rates in excess of 2 inches per hour were falling. Locations threatened with flooding include Garner, Fuquay Marina, and Clayton. Never drive your vehicle into areas where the water covers the road. As little as 6 inches of water can cause you to lose control of your vehicle. 2 feet of rushing water can carry away most vehicles, including sport utility vehicles and pickup trucks. Turn around, don't drown. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:04 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for northern Franklin County until 6:15 p.m. At 6 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado over Lewisburg, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Ingleside. Heavy rainfall may hide this tornado, making it difficult to see. Do not wait to hear or see a tornado. Take cover now. Again, that is a tornado warning until 6:15 p.m. for Franklin County. And because we have a tornado warning, we're going to move to an active mode net, which means this will be a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. In addition to this tornado warning in northern Franklin County until 6:15 p.m., we have a severe thunderstorm warning for Harnett, Johnston, North Central Harnett, Northern Johnston, and Southern White County until 6:30 p.m. We will monitor the frequency for reports of severe weather. We encourage everyone to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio and local media for further information and updates. And again, this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:10 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for North Central Harnett County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, so the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail in Harnett County, the National Weather Service would like your spotter report. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:30 p.m. for northern Johnston and central Wake counties. At 6:04 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located 6 miles southwest of Clayton or 13 miles northwest of Smithville, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Clayton, New Hope, Knightdale, and Flowers. This includes Interstate 40 between exits 298 and 312, and it also includes Interstate 540 between exits 24 and 26, and Highway 264 between exits 419 and 425. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning, so be prepared to move quickly to an interior room or safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. A tornado warning is in effect for northern Franklin County until 6:15 p.m. At 6 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado over Lewisburg, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Ingleside. Heavy rainfall may hide this tornado, making it difficult to see. Do not wait to see or hear the tornado. Take cover now. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage that's caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees and their approximate diameter and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're operating as a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:14 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for northeastern Franklin County and south central Warren County until 6:45 p.m. At 6:11 p.m., local law enforcement reported a tornado over Lewisburg, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Centerville. Again, that is a tornado warning in effect for northeastern Franklin County and south central Warren County until 6:45 p.m. Locations impacted include Centerville. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The 8-8 repeater is unavailable to Central Carolina Skywarn at this time, so we're using our primary backup, the 147.105 repeater, until such time the 8-8 is available. At 6:19 p.m., the National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. A tornado warning remains in effect until 6:45 p.m. for south central Warren and northeastern Franklin counties. At 6:18 p.m., local law enforcement reported a tornado on the ground on Route 561 and Fire Rescue Road, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Centerville. Take cover now. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If in a mobile home, vehicle, or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. If no shelter is available, lie down in a low-lying area and protect yourself from flying debris. Again, tornado warning in effect until 6:45 p.m. for south central Warren and northeastern Franklin counties. At this time, we also have a tornado warning. We have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Franklin County until 6:45 p.m. And also a and that is it. We do have a tornado watch in effect for Chatham, Durham, Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Nash, Orange, Person, Sampson, Vance, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. At this time, we're operating as a directed net. That means all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The 8-8 repeater is unavailable to Central Carolina Skywarn at this time, so we'll use the primary backup, the 147.105, until such time the 8-8 is available. At 6:24 p.m., the National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. Tornado warning remains in effect until 6:45 p.m. for south central Warren and northeastern Franklin counties. At 6:20 p.m., local law enforcement reported a tornado. This tornado was located near Centerville, or 9 miles northeast of Lewisburg, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Several sightings of funnel clouds have been reported with this storm. Take cover now. If a basement is not available, move to an interior room or hallway on the lowest floor. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. And when safe to do so, please make your reports of penny or larger sized hail, as well as any wind damage, including trees or large limbs that have been damaged. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're operating as a directed net, so all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The 8-8 repeater is unavailable to Central Carolina Skywarn at this time, so we're on the primary backup, the 147.105 repeater, until such time the 8-8 is available. At 6:32 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for northern Johnston and central Wake counties expires at 6:30 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire, although there is still some weak rotation with this storm. If you have observed severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. At this time, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:45 p.m. for South Central Warren and Northeastern Franklin counties. At 6:20 p.m., local law enforcement reported a tornado. This tornado was located near Centerville, or 9 miles northeast of Lewisburg, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Several sightings of funnel clouds have been reported with the storm. Take cover now. If a basement is not available, move to an interior room or hallway on the lowest floor. Stay away from windows and exterior rooms. A tornado watch is in effect for the entire Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area until 10 p.m. Because the tornado warning is in effect, we're operating under a directed net and all traffic should be directed to net control. We encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:38 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Franklin County expires at 6:45 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. And at this time, we have a tornado warning in effect for South Central Warren and Northeastern Franklin counties. Tornado watch is in effect for all of the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. We're currently on the Central Carolina Skywarn primary backup repeater. The primary repeater, the 8-8, is unavailable to us at this time and will remain on the backup until such time the 8-8 is available. The National Weather Service has just issued a flash flood statement at 6:38 p.m. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for northern Johnston and east central Wake counties. At 6:28 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate thunderstorms with very heavy rain 5 miles northeast of Clayton to near Zebulon, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Flooding has been reported in Clayton along several streets and roads, including U.S. 70 business. The heavy rain has moved out of Garner and Clayton areas, but residual flooding will linger through 7 p.m. Locations threatened by flooding include, but are not limited to, Garner, Clayton, Oxdale, Wendell, and Zebulon. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where water covers the road. Many roads and intersections in the area will quickly flood. When encountering flooding roads, turn around. Do not drown. At 6:38 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Halifax County and southeastern Warren County until 7:15 p.m. At 6:35 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Arcola, or 14 miles southeast of Warrington, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Airlie, Roanoke Rapids, and Rosemary. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 168 and 173. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no warning. Be prepared to be move quickly to an interior room or a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. Central Carolina Skywarn is operating under a directed net. That means all calls should be directed to net control. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:42 p.m., the National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. The tornado warning for South Central Warren and Northeastern Franklin counties expires at 6:45 p.m. Storm response to the warning has weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please make your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. And because this tornado warning is expiring, and at this time we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect, we'll leave the tones up. However, we'll move to a non-direct event, meaning the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. However, we ask the stations to leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Here are the type of reports that the National Weather Service is looking for. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees and their approximate diameter and any building or roof damage. Again, we're operating under a non-directed net, which means we're monitoring the frequency reports, but the repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The 88 repeater is unavailable to Central Carolina Skywarn at this time, so we're using our primary backup, 147.105, until such time the 88 is available. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northwestern Halifax County and southeastern Warren County until 7:15 p.m. At 6:35 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Arcola, or 14 miles southeast of Warrington, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Airlie, Roanoke Rapids, and Rosemary. This includes Interstate 95 between exits 168 and 173. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has canceled the tornado watch for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties. This is a cancellation of the watch number 292, for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties: Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Lee, Orange, Person, Vance, Wake, and Warren. A tornado watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. for the following counties: Edgecombe, Halifax, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Wayne, and Wilson. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At this time, there are no severe thunderstorms within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area, so I'm going to bring down the tone. However, we will remain activated due to the tornado watch.
Skywarn clear.
again, Central Carolina Skywarn remains activated for the tornado watch, which is still in effect for Edgecombe, Halifax, Johnston, Nash, Sampson, Wayne, and Wilson counties. We'll be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather, and we'll be acting under a non-directed net, which means the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We will ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.